Now, let's head live to the ballpark.
And a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Community America Ballpark as we get set for first pitch on this 4th of July Tuesday. I'm J.J. Hartigan, Ari Ross, back at our downtown KWSN studios. He'll rejoin us in just a little bit. He'll keep you updated in the meantime on Facebook and Twitter with scoreboard updates throughout the ballgame to ensure that you are kept aware of what's going on in this contest. But we're glad that you're able to join us here on your 4th of July and make us a part of your evening, whether you're just grilling out in the backyard right now or heading out to shoot off some fireworks a little bit later on tonight. The Canaries will be entertaining you and hopefully breaking a four-game losing streak as they get set to take on the Kansas City T-Bones in Game 2 of this best-of-three series. As Ari mentioned, a little bit of a lineup change today for the Sioux Falls Canaries. We'll talk more about that here in just a little bit. The Birds today will be wearing their blue road uniforms with the yellow letters, numbers, and black trim, their gray pants with the black piping, and their blue cap with the yellow bird logo. Today, Kansas City will wear their American flag uniforms with the red and white stripes on the front, the blue sleeves, and their white pants with the black piping. And today, they'll wear their black cap with the red and white T-Bone logo above their bill. The umpires have taken home plate here tonight and are waiting as the T-Bones are introduced out on the field. Home plate umpire will be the crew chief tonight, Marty Bauer. Brian Van Vranken is handling the first base duties, and Kyle Norton is at third base tonight in this three-game set. This three-man crew is signed by the American Association throughout the 2017 season, and tonight's umpires are sponsored by Best Western Ramcota Hotel in Sioux Falls. Book your stay at Best Western Plus Ramcota Hotel by calling 605-336-0650 or visit their location at 3200 West Maple Street in Sioux Falls and save on an unforgettable Sioux Falls vacation. Well, we're just about set for first pitch here tonight. It is a little gloomy here today. It's been hot, humid, and it's rained most of the early morning hours into the early afternoon. Just about a 15% chance of rain later on tonight. East-southeast winds at 4 miles an hour with a 76-degree day here in Kansas City. Looks like we're ready for the singing of today's national anthem. Let's go down to the field. Terrific job by that young lady. She can't be more than 10, 11 years old, but she has wowed this crowd in Kansas City as we get set for first pitch on this 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, everybody. We'll take a break and get back to Canaries baseball in 1 minute. You're back after this on KWSN. We We head into the top half of the first inning here in Kansas City at Community America Ballpark. A new lineup and a new day for the Sioux Falls Canaries, trying to snap a four-game losing streak entering tonight's play at 19-24 on the season. Right now taking on the Kansas City T-Bones, who enter today's action on a six-game winning streak at 25-17 overall. Troy Marks for the Birds, looking for his third win of the season, taking on Gabe Perez, who's in search of win number five here today against Sioux Falls. Perez is on the hill finishing his warm-ups. Let's introduce you again quickly to the defensive alignment for Kansas City. Tony Caldwell catching his first game for the T-Bones today, a former St. Paul Saint and former Sioux City Explorer behind the dish today. The first baseman is Kyle Petty. At second is Marcus Lemon. Jordan Edgerton is at third. And the former Canary, Jerome Pena, is at the shortstop position today for the T-Bones. In the outfield from left to right, Patrick Brady's in left. Ross Kivett is in center. And Chance Mack gets the start tonight out in right. Kansas City has revamped their lineup as they look to make a push in the Central Division here heading into the month of July. The Birds are hoping to get back to their winning ways here today as Brett Mars steps into the batter's box. The leadoff batter will await the first offering. It's inside and high, and we're underway with the first pitch time of 7:09 p.m. tonight here in Kansas City. Again, 76 degrees, mostly cloudy with east-southeasterly winds at 4 miles an hour. Just a 15% chance of rain, but it's cloudy, overcast, and the lights are on here tonight as Brett Maher watches this one get in for a called strike at 89 miles an hour, and the count evens at 1-1. The right-hander Perez sets and delivers this one low and outside, and the count will go to 2 balls and a strike. Gabe Perez has not faced Sioux Falls this season, but over his last two starts has struggled a little bit. 7 2/3 innings during that stretch. He's 1-1 with a 10.80 ERA. He's given up 9 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned, while walking 6 batters and striking out 11. He's got a strike in here called to Brett Maher now with a 2-2 count. And the fifth pitch of the at-bat on the way home as Perez gets his sign, goes into the windup, and now delivers the 2-2 offering. This one, a check swing. Did he go around? They'll appeal and say he did not. And Maher now has seen 5 pitches in this at-bat to start the day and has a full count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. He digs in from the right side with nobody out, nobody on. Leadoff man for the first time this season. And Maher trying to make an impact here already in this ballgame with family in the stands today. As the 3-2 pitch comes home, this one popped up right side of the infield. Petty, the first baseman, into foul territory looks, but it's going to get into the first row of seats just over the first base dugout, and looked like a fan had a chance to make the catch but ended up dropping it. Either way, he'll come away with the souvenir. And Brett Maher will see yet another pitch here. This will be pitch number 7 to start the day. That's all you can really ask for from your leadoff batter, to battle, to grind. And Jabari Henry did that plenty, but he's been struggling at the top of the order. They wanted to move him down and maybe provide a little extra RBI push, and the Canaries just like the aggressive approach that Brett Maher has. He's a grinder who will see, as hitting coach Eddie Gerald put it, a guy who sees almost 8 pitches every single at-bat, and that's the main reason why he's in the leadoff spot here tonight. Another 3-2 pitch on the way home here from the right-hander Perez as he sets and fires. This one lined towards the shortstop. Pena dives, gets to it, and fires to first in time for the first out. A heck of a play by Jerome Pena. And there's your first out here tonight. He did that routinely while as a member of the Sioux Falls Canaries. And, well, he's flashing the leather already tonight in his first game with the T-Bones. Maher, a good quality at bat there, retired on what should have been a base hit. And now one out on the board. Here comes Burt Reynolds as he steps in from the right side. As Ari mentioned in the pregame report, Burt Reynolds has been red hot as of late. He's got 3 home runs in his last 5 ball games, and he's been picking up the RBI total as well. Now stands in, sending this one on the first pitch, a high pop up right side of the infield. And behind first base, now in foul territory, is Petty, putting it away for the second out of the inning. Quick at bat there for Reynolds, 1 pitch in and out, and now 2 down as Jabari Henry steps in from the right side. Henry will dig in and will get to work here with a .306 batting average, 6 home runs and 24 runs batted in this season. Henry, a Awaiting the offering from Perez here as he comes set. The two-out delivery on the way home, in for a called strike, and the count will go to 0-1. Last night, Henry was 0-4 at the plate. He struggled a little bit here over his last five games or so. As this one tails low on the inside corner. Now a 1-1 count here. Henry batting 0-63 over his last four ball games. No hits in his last, or rather one hit in his last 16 at-bats. His longest stretch of offensive struggles this season as that pitch misses outside. And this is all kind of coming off the tail end of a hamstring scare up in Fargo. Had to leave the game in the first game of that four-game series in Fargo. It really hasn't been the same since. 2-1 pitch now popped straight back behind home plate. Henry got a good turn on that one, but a little too far underneath. And now the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count. The right-hander Perez looking in. He's got his sign. Into the windup he goes, and the 2-2 pitch high and inside misses. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two outs on the board here. Make it a full count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes for Jabari. Burns trying to get a man on to get Chris Jacobs to the plate here in the first inning as Perez wheels and deals. This offering sent on a liner right into the second baseman's glove. Couple well-struck balls in an infield pop-up. All in all, no damage done here in the first inning. Birds go scoreless in the top half. Now they come to the field in the bottom half of the first. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you the Birds' defensive alignment. This is an Auto Owners Insurance first inning, and this is Canaries Baseball.
In 1960, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service. It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service. Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
For all of your insurance needs, contact Bowen & Associates in Sioux Falls.